Hi, Matt Welch here for Reason TV. I'm at Freedom Fest in Las Vegas, and I am joined today by economics professor Edward Stringham, who's got a really cool title here. He's the Hackley Endowed Chair for Capitalism and Free Enterprise Studies at Fayetteville State University. Welcome, Ed. Last time I saw you, if I'm not mistaken, you were busy kissing a Murray Rothbard book. Can we get this on
that,
tape?
That is true. I do remember that.
I do a lot of interviews where I'm sitting in the chair and they're asking me questions about libertarianism, and one of the things that they always get around, you crazy people, you don't even want to have a police force. So you're one of the crazy people who thinks that the government shouldn't have a police force, or at least was interested in the idea. Tell us about your crazy anarcho-capitalist
notions.
Well,
I believe that we should have police, but I believe that we should have private police as an alternative to government police. I think wherever we see government, it's not helpful. It's bureaucratic. It's not serving its customers. And I would say that especially applies in the area of police. Because police are so important, I think that we should abandon the idea that government needs to provide. I think this is one of the prime candidates to have private provision of. And we actually already see this in the current world today. So it's, in one sense, an abstract idea, a pie-in-the-sky idea. In another sense, it's not, given that we have so much private security and in certain areas, actual full-fledged private police in the United States today.
What's an example of private police that we have in the U.S. right now?
Well, one great example is the Patrol Special Police in San Francisco. They've actually been around since the days of the Gold Rush. During the early years of the Gold Rush, there were basically no government police, so merchants decided to hire their own private police. They've evolved over the years. They're now in the city charter of San Francisco. And so they've been basically in existence the entire history.
What do they do?
Up until the 1990s, they had full police powers. Right now, they have been deprived of certain powers that they used to have up until the last couple decades. They will provide extra services to merchants, for example, who can't really rely on the government police. So if you have, for example, an out-of-control person in your store who's not being nice to your customers, that's actually considered a very low priority event to government police. So if you call up the government police, they'll say, okay, maybe we'll get to it if we have time. If on the other hand, you call up the Patrol Special Police, who you have a private contract with, they will come right away and kindly escort the gentleman to the door.
Doesn't this skew policing to those who can afford it at the expense of those who can't?
Well, I think the neat thing about private policing is it's actually available to all groups. So there are certain examples of very rich people hiring private police to, they want extra security. But there's also plenty of examples in the world where poor people have oftentimes self-help groups, self-patrolling, and they provide different forms of security for themselves. I think if we were to look at any one group and say, who is misserved the most by government police, it would be low-income people. These people need private police more than anybody.
Now, you've been making this case for a while now. Do you see the idea gaining traction? Are there modified tiny versions of this? What is the kind of potential applicability of it in the world that we live in right now? Or are you working on changing idea pathways first?
I think both are good approaches. I think we need to think about the long run and the big picture for sure. And that's my main interest. But on the other hand, even in the world today, there's examples where it's been expanding. Private security industry has just been increasing by huge percentages over the past few decades. There's more private security guards in the United States than there are government police. Especially right now, we've got government budgets are going out of control. The pension systems are out of control. It's going to reach a point where certain places are going to be less and less able, governments are less and less able to hire government police. So there was a town recently there, they just said, okay, we're not going to have a police force. In North Carolina, where I live, they're considering a bill right now which is going to allow the private police agencies. North Carolina is another area where they have special police, private police. And they're considering a bill right now that would allow the private police to enforce laws on the properties adjacent to their customers. So these are the types of things that are being debated in the world today.
Well, that's great. Thank you very much for this fascinating look. With Ed Stringham, I am Matt Welch for Reason TV. Thank you.